as I was saying before, you know how a lot of people like to tease the younger generation about, oh, you guys are interesting people and don't do many things right. Well, no, that's not the case for everybody. Not everybody's walking around eating Tide Pods.
Well, a high percentage of them are.
But for the other percentage that's not doing that, they're doing good out there in the world. For the third winter in a row, this high school senior Ruby from Pittsfield, Vermont, has raised money and purchased blankets for the homeless.
Nice.
Yeah, and this year, her effort, which she calls Blanket the Berkshires, resulted in 400 wool blankets being delivered to different organizations in the community, including different homeless shelters and also the Pittsfield Fire Department.
Nice.
Of course.
That's a lot of blankets.
Definitely. So each year, the campaign has gotten even more successful with all the money that's been raised. So people are hearing about it. People are donating their own money. And her goal is to just kind of keep the trend going. And even though she's not going to be in high school next year and probably is going to have to go off and do a lot of things for college, she still wants to make sure this is able to happen next year.
That's awesome. And I'm sure a lot of the high schoolers around the area are probably seeing this as a good example and saying, hey, let's keep this rolling.
Definitely.
Maybe even some parents are like, hey, maybe we should do some good in the community as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's a great example of kids and teenagers doing better things than we are.
Yeah,
so
that's for sure. Yeah.
Maybe we should start something like this because, well, just about everybody everywhere could use some wool blankets unless you're down in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need blankets there. It's too hot. But that's a great story. We'd love to hear more great stories. If you know of some, maybe they're happening in Vermont or halfway across the world or right down the road from you. We'd love to know about it. Just go to 983thecoast.com and tell us about your happy headline of the day, and that could be coming up tomorrow.